Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
If you're wondering if part-time Pikachu is still around, yeah, he's around all week.
He is.
Yeah, we'll have 15,000 Pokecoins for you Pokemon players coming up whenever you hear part-time Pokemon or Pikachu to tell you to call.
Got it.
I think there was a guy in Baltimore who was playing Pokemon Go, and these stories are coming out every day of people playing Pokemon Go. And while he was driving, he ran into a police car.
While he was driving?
Yeah, while he was driving, he was playing Pokemon Go. Don't do that, by the way. That's really dangerous. He ended up hitting a police car that was parked on the street.
Hey, hit my park patrol car.
You guys okay? You okay?
Okay. What's the location? God.
2904 Houston Avenue.
That's what I get for playing this dumb game.
If you couldn't hear him, he says, that's what I get for playing this dumb blank game. Jeez. He had a parked police car.
Of all the luck.
You can hire people to drive you around. Some are charging about $10 an hour to drive you around to play Pokemon Go. It's a lot safer that way. Speaking of driving people around, I got to drive Kelly home yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got it was like I was watching her in her natural habitat. She was trying to make a deal, Jenna, because Kelly will try to save as much money as one can possibly save. Watching her do this is like watching a lion hunt out in the wild.
What was she
trying
doing?
To save you money while you're driving
Not me.
Her home?
She was on the phone?
She only saves Kelly Raspberry money.
Oh, okay.
It's like watching a surgeon do surgery.
Okay. What was she doing?
Actually, I'm really not a great negotiator, but I was like, no.
So,
no.
Kelly's garage door broke yesterday.
Right.
So while we were driving home, I guess you call the garage door fixer upper.
Yeah, they said we can come out in 1 hour and that'll be $129, or you can wait and we'll come before one and it'll be $19. I was like, I'll take the $19.
Yeah.
And right. They apply it to your bill, whatever.
So he says he's on his way. So.
Supposed to give you a 30-minute notice. They give you 5.
Right.
And I'm on the way, and the nanny's there.
Yeah.
And so she texts me and says, it'll be $665 or something. Are you okay with him to go ahead and do that? I was like, no.
We were like, that's a lot.
No. $600 to fix it?
You can buy a new genie thing for less than
that. It's not the genie. It was a spring, and then he had to do his service, and then there was a bracket
labor
broken.
That's what's hard when you're getting something fixed and you don't know how much something costs. It's like car stuff.
But Kelly gets on her phone as we're driving.
Yeah.
And somehow, miraculously, finds a coupon.
I said, first
for
of all,
for the garage place?
I said to the, Alan gets so mad at me. I do it all the time. He didn't mad. He laughs. I go, Siri, how much does it cost to fix a garage door spring?
Oh, Siri gets it for her.
And it tells you the average is like $200.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay. And then I went on the website.
Win, Kelly.
All right. Kelly's winning.
So I show up and I look on the company's website and there was a coupon on there to save $75.
Wow.
So I got that off.
Kelly wins again.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong.
That's love smart.
He wasn't going to tell me there was a coupon on his website.
Of course not.
I had to go look for it.
Most of us, I would have ended up paying and not saving myself the money that you saved.
Because
we get to Kelly's house and the guy's already in the garage taking care of business.
And he was ready.
And an unscrupulous sales guy would probably clip the coupon himself and then turn in $75 less to the company. If he could figure it out.
And you could tell what she needed to be done. Like he wasn't trying to rip her off or anything. He was a stand-up guy. And Kelly somehow managed to get a double coupon.
Double
I was like,
coupon?
Bro, that's like hitting a back-to-back home run in baseball.
In addition to my chain breaking, somebody before I moved into the house, a previous owner, had backed into the garage door and cracked a brace or something.
Okay.
And he said, eventually, the weight of it is going to eventually crack the entire door. And this could be 20 years from now.
Sure.
I don't know. I know nothing about garage doors.
No, I don't know.
And I don't have time to sit there and talk to Siri all day about it. But I said, you got a coupon for that brace?
And he did.
He's like, I'll give you a coupon for the brace.
Poor guy was so beat down by the coupon.
He didn't know who he was messing with.
Get out of there at that point.
I thought, for a moment, I thought he was just going to do it for free.
He didn't know he was messing with. He was up against the rag.
I normally don't, but I'm like, I couldn't pay that much. That seemed a little bit
outrageous excessive
to me, but I know nothing.
But you could hear Kelly, did I get a coupon for the brace?
And That's right.
He's just like, yeah, whatever. I'll just give you a coupon.
You know, as much as I dog you about that, I would love to have that in my life.
She's an all-star when it comes to that, man.
I'm not that guy.
You need to go, if you ever want to buy anything high dollar, you go with Jerry Raspberry.
He'll find it for you, your dad?
He will talk them down.
I am sweet. Awful
because he's a big man.
Yeah.
He's got that deep, intimidating voice.
Yeah.
He'll give him a strawberry from a raspberry, you know, the candy. And before you know it, they're accepting Christ and giving you $1,000 off before we walk out of there.
It's a raspberry gene.
He just, there's something about him.
Wow.
I told George when we were trying to get your boots for your present, your, what kind of
20-year anniversary.
What were the boots?
Luke Casey.
Crocodile?
Gator, black.
Gator?
Yeah.
My dad had just gone in and negotiated the deal of the century. I said,
really?
George, you need to get my dad to go negotiate.
Yeah.
He wanted to do it on his own.
Wow. I see. I don't know that. I'm not a good negotiator. I like to think I am, but I'm not. I suck at it. I know I do.
Well, you know, the only thing they can say is, the worst they can say is no.
Right.
But 9 times out of 10, daddy's going to get something knocked off.
Right.
Yeah.
And so will Kelly Raspberry. In my head, I'm like,
I could have used him yesterday.
Like, well played.
I had to get an air-conditioned furnace or whatever you call it, the air-conditioned unit.
Kelly would have gotten you half off.
No, I wouldn't.
Man,
I mean, right, really, JC, I don't know what I'm doing half the time, but man, that was just, ugh.
Man gave me a price.
She just asked Siri to do it.
You can't give me a little cheaper? Nope. All right, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
That's my negotiation.
That was great.
That's the end of my negotiation, right?
Well done.
Can't you give me a deal?
Yeah.
Nope.
Got a coupon. All right.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You're going to need it here shortly after you hear what Jenna has to say. We also get text messages from you all morning long. Like this one that'll lead us into Jenna's story because it had deals with crazy. It says,
oh, okay.
JC, how did you deal with Kinsey's crazy hormones when she was pregnant? I need some advice. Bro, just say yes a lot.
Yeah.
Never argue with a pregnant woman. Never. You will never win.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah. It's okay that she has crazy pregnancy hormones. You just go in your room, scream into your pillow a couple times and come back out and just smile and say, it's all good, baby. That's all you can do.
So we want ladies to call that have an incident of crazy or maybe multiple.
Well, it leads us into Jenna's story.
Okay.
Because, Jenna, you don't have crazy pregnancy hormones. You just have
you just got crazy.
The crazy trait.
Gosh, I don't have anything to blame.
You're just a chick.
You're just being a girl?
Yeah, this came up on vacation with my girlfriend because we saw a couple fighting, I think it was. And we were laughing like, gosh, I've been there, you know, like I've been there or in public and done something and, you know, I've been there. So we started going back and forth telling each other, you know, like, what's the craziest thing you've done with a boyfriend or ex-boyfriend? So I told her this story and now I'm going to tell you guys. I don't know why, but
this is something you did
yesterday.
To an ex-boyfriend?
This is something I did. Yes.
Okay.
So and what I deem to be one of my crazier moments.
Mm-hmm.
So
awesome.
You tell me on the level of crazy.
Okay. Scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, okay. We can do it that way.
Sure.
Because I think most girls that call in recognize they're going to tell us something crazy. So let's see how crazy, right?
Okay.
So I ran into an ex-boyfriend out drinking one night that I hadn't seen in a while, right? And I was good, didn't say anything, leave. But then he calls me.
Because he saw you at
the
bar?
It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And so being both drunk, we actually start talking and having a meaningful conversation. And you know, as a girl, if you dated a guy who like never communicates emotion, you get very excited because you're just like, yes, like
we're
actually having a deep conversation, right? So like 30 minutes, I'm like, this is great. I mean, we're drunk, probably shouldn't be talking, but getting some answers, like actually having good communication.
Things you've wondered about this whole time?
Yeah, so I'm talking. Yeah, exactly. So as I'm talking, I don't get a response. Like after half an hour, I'm like, the phone, it just goes quiet, but the call hasn't ended. And I'm like, what happened? Hello? And the seconds on the phone call are still like ticking, right?
So he's still there.
I think, right? What happened? Where is he? So, like any girl, I get a cab. And
no, not like
drinking,
any girl.
No, you
and I go over and I go over to his house.
Oh.
And I don't even knock. The front door was unlocked. I walk inside.
Oh,
I go upstairs.
Heck no.
And he's sleeping with the phone next to him.
Out.
I wasn't done talking.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. I was like, hey.
That's breaking and entering.
Hey.
I'm a crazy ex-girlfriend. How did he respond?
He was actually really nice about it.
Oh, okay.
He's drunk.
He was like, can we just go to sleep and talk about it later? I was like, oh, okay. I was so excited. I wasn't finished talking. I revealed this to my girlfriend. We're laughing. I'm like, okay. So in that moment, of course, in hindsight, I'm like, geez, Jenna.
That's solid 6.5, yeah. 7 on the crazy
you
scale.
Think just that?
Yeah.
Hey, it wasn't fighting, at least,
yeah,
you know,
fighting.
But still, definitely crazy.
I'd put that
definitely
up in the,
crazy.
The 7 to 7.5 range,
really?
Stacey. Yeah, that's up.
It's not like I was breaking in.
Going,
yeah.
Going into the house.
You did break in.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
The door may have been unlocked, but you still broke in without asking for permission.
I did. I know. Super crazy.
Now, how far was this place? How long was this cab ride?
Like 5 minutes.
Okay. Still, doesn't matter.
I'll leave you at 6.
Doesn't matter.
It could have been crazier if there would have been another girl at the house. I think Jenna would have gone full on 10.
Well, yeah, like Heidi in the bushes or something. Yeah, no, that's not something I want to see if I know that's going on. Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you've done, Kelly? I know you've driven.
I mean, I just show up, you know.
I mean, <that's... laughs> we've done this.
In sensible shoes.
I show up.
Yeah.
Hey. I remember when Benet left me for... Well, before he left me for Patrick, but he chose to go out with Patrick before, like 2 nights before New Year's Eve. He told me he was going to be too tired to go out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But he was going to be with Patrick. So I got dressed. I was cussing up a storm. I was so mad. My mom came in the room, and I'm just dropping every cuss word that I know it. But
in front of your mama?
My mother, she knew how mad I was. She didn't say anything.
Wow.
And I went over there, and I bam, 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 bam. And they let me in, and I just chewed them both out for about 30 minutes, and then I left. That's probably the craziest thing I did, but...
Mm. Al, I know you've dealt with some.
I told
some
you the
crazy,
girl that invented the word bamming. She was bamming on my door.
Yep.
I called the police on that girl.
I had a girl in high school lay down behind my car.
Whoa.
Yeah, in my parents' driveway, and I couldn't get out. And she said, "I'm not moving until you take me back." And I'm like,
"Oh gosh,
oh gosh."
So I'm sure that felt like it sounded like a good idea in her head at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, a low point when you're laying on cement.
Yeah, so I had to go get my mom, and my mom had to talk to her, and then my mom let me borrow her car, so I ended up leaving. My mom finally got her to go.
Well, yeah.
That's probably the craziest.
Once you get the car that pulls out in the street where you don't have to get your car to the driveway, game over.
Like my mom was the real MVP that day. Got me out of that situation. But we want to hear from you, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Does that make me a crazy girl? We have this text right here. This is an example. I hacked into my ex-boyfriend's online scheduling for college classes and signed him up for the same 7:30 a.m. golf class as him. I don't need to ask if that makes me a crazy girl, do I? Nope. You're crazy.
Yep.
We'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I hear some rumblings of part-time Pikachu in the building, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Make sure you're listening for the cue to call and win your 15,000 Pokecoins. Before we launch into Does That Make Me a Crazy Girl and rate you on a scale of 1 to 10 on the crazy, we got this message from Tanya.
On our text,
yeah. I sold Jerry Raspberry, that's Kelly Raspberry's dad, a washer and dryer when him and Connie moved to Texas. And he negotiated with me till he got as low as I could sell it for. And he got himself some free delivery.
I'm telling you.
I just couldn't say no to him.
Mr. Raspberry.
I'm telling you.
It always baffles me when people ask for deals, like at the mall, at a store, when you're checking out. Like, oh, how much will you give this to me for? And I always thought the price was just what you had to pay at a clothing store.
They say
the Raspberry family.
They say everything is negotiable. Like, you know, you can call your credit card company. I've never been able to do this. Call your credit card company. Get a better interest rate. Whatever.
I get that more. But also people that are like, there's a little spec on this shirt, so can I have 10% off?
Right. You could do that.
Yeah.
You can't negotiate like at Taco Bell, though. I tried.
I don't know.
I forgot my wallet. Can I get it for free? No.
Well, that's not a negotiation.
Well, to me it is.
You give it to me
when it's a dollar.
Yeah. You can't do that. So Jenna just told us that she decided to take a cab after she started talking to her boyfriend on the phone.
Actually an ex. We were having a great conversation and actually some meaningful stuff was coming through and I thought something really bad happened to him.
Oh, you did.
Actually,
no,
I got the cab and I went over to check and make sure everything was okay.
You knew good well what
and he had fallen asleep.
Uh-huh.
You knew good well he just.
But I wasn't
out.
Done talking.
Jenna broke into his house.
I wasn't done talking.
You knew good and well what happened. You just went over there and did it anyway. Probably slipped in the window.
And the whole time I'm thinking I'm drunk, but I'm thinking how shameful this is. I shouldn't be doing this.
Right.
I wasn't done talking.
And don't worry, ladies. We know that us guys, we do some crazy stuff, too. But
you make us like that.
This isn't about... Oh,
this isn't about us. This
isn't about us. Hey,
about
I love it when y'all say that.
Does that make me a crazy girl? A little spin-off here.
Our so what point did you give me on the scale of 1 to 10?
I give you a 6.5, 7. Al said
7.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see how the others
sneaking
add up.
Into the house.
We had a few text messages that said you were full blown 10, Jenna.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then that explains a lot, right?
Our phone number is 800 Kid Live.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We have some here on the text. After my ex broke up with me, he got back together with a girl he dated before me. I wrote her on Facebook and I told her all the awful things he said about her.
Oh.
They're still together, but at least she has that in the back of her mind. Does that make me a crazy girl?
The bad thing is she still feels good about it. You should be embarrassed.
Yeah. Right. Scale of 1 to 10, that makes you, I'd say an 8.
And mean.
I'm gonna go a little less than Jenna on that one. I'm gonna go 7.
What?
Yeah,
you broke into a house, Jenna.
Okay. Kelly?
I just think that's mean.
Well, yeah, that's crazy mean.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't reach out to the girl.
That's crazy. That's mean.
My BFF broke into her boyfriend's house and was snooping. Mm. Sure, it was your BFF. Oh. Of course. He came home, and so she had to hide in a guest room for 3 hours until he finally went to bed.
Whoa.
Oh, that's
a 10.
Whoa.
That's a 10. That's bad.
Yeah, that's pretty 10.
That is a 10 right there. Yeah.
But I think there's more. I think there's more crazy than that.
Yeah. Oh, there is.
Not a snooper like that. Yeah.
Like this one. I had an ex-girlfriend who would pretend to faint, completely fall to the floor, and I'd panic, and I'd help her to the bed, and she'd eventually come too.
I had a friend that did that.
Yeah.
A girl. Well,
a fake faint?
Yeah, fake faint.
Fake faint.
Why?
Every time. Because to get sympathy.
Whoa.
She didn't want him to break up with her, or they were fighting or something. She'd suddenly faint. This is a common thing, apparently. Because, you know, then they suddenly get so worried about you. Oh, my God, what happened? What happened? All the time.
Here's a great idea. Here's how you could tell that they're not really fainting. If they do the whole back of the palm to the forehead
movie
and then
faint.
They fall, they didn't really faint.
Soccer fall?
Yeah, the soccer fall. They didn't faint.
Do the dramatic Ronaldo fall?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, let's go to the phones. Anna, how you doing?
Hey.
All right, we're going to rate you on a scale of 1 to 10 on the crazy scale. What'd you do?
Well, it wasn't me.
It never
is. Oh, okay.
Never is.
No, it wasn't me.
Uh-huh, sure.
It happened to my grandpa.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So my grandpa was in the hospital a couple of years ago. My aunt comes in his room, and there's a woman taking selfies with him while he's passed out.
What?
Yeah. So my aunt walks in. She's like, who the hell are you? Who are you? And she's like, what are you doing? And she wouldn't tell her.
What?
So she's like, she grabbed the woman's phone and deleted all the pictures.
Okay. Good.
Come to find out. Yeah.
Fast forward.
Well, it was his girlfriend before my grandma.
Whoa.
Gosh, vintage Craig.
Well, what was she wanting to do?
I don't know. But fast forward to earlier this year.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
One of my uncles died. She's at the fume, hanging all over my pupil.
Uh-uh.
Same chick.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
How old is she?
In her 60s.
Yeah, she's crazy.
So the crazy don't stop, huh?
Wow.
No.
You don't outgrow crazy. Crazy dies with you. Crazy stays with you all the time.
Jeez. Yeah, that's a 12.
Yeah.
On the crazy scale.
That's pretty crazy.
She showed up on taking
selfies with a passed out dude.
And she's 60.
And she's 60. That's a grown ass woman.
That's bad.
It's almost a different classification of crazy, right?
She got a Cray Cray RP card.
That's pretty good. I like
That was pretty punny.
That was pretty funny.
Pretty punny.
Thank you for your call, Anna. You have a wonderful day. I'm sorry about that crazy. No, this is Anna. No, I don't know what's going on with my phones right now. I'm sorry. All right, Michelle, how you doing?
Good, how are y'all?
Doing great. Good. So this is you, right? This is something crazy you did.
Thank you for being open with us.
Yes.
Okay, welcome to the tree. It's the nest. You're safe.
Safe tree.
Yeah.
I was 16, and my boyfriend broke up with me after his best friend convinced him to, and I cut my hair off and mailed it to him.
You mailed your hair to him.
Yeah. So many questions.
Why did you do that?
Why your hair?
Oh, that's crazy.
Okay, well, he really liked my hair, and my friends convinced me to do it, and so I did it, and
Your friend.
How many inches of hair did you send to him? Like how much of it?
It was middle of my back, and I cut to shoulder length.
Wow.
Oh, that's a
wow.
Yeah. How did he respond?
He thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
But he still has my hair, and this was 15 years ago.
Well, good for him for being able to recognize crazy at the tender young age of 16.
He saved the hair.
It's not about him. 15 years. This is not about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has it in a box with, like, a bunch of my pictures.
Just as a reminder on how crazy y'all are.
Whenever he thinks about taking you back, he goes and looks in the box and said, nope.
I might get a hand next time.
Feeling sentimental, let me look at the crazy box.
He's got a box of cray.
We're not getting back together.
Yeah, I think that's pretty, certain.
That was a 10, Michelle, but it's okay because you were young.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing.
It's funny.
Crazy hair. Crazy.
This one's super crazy from the text. I found pictures of my husband, now ex-husband, and his mistress, his boss, along with very detailed emails on our computer. So, I printed them off and passed them out at his work.
No.
See, that's crazy. When you start taking stuff to the workplace, that's...
That's what he did.
Well, but he's... Yeah, oh, no.
And we're going to get... We have a crazy girl story from a guy's perspective.
Okay.
Caleb, what's going on?
How you doing, guys?
Doing great. Now, is this an ex-girlfriend?
No, this is actually a girl that was not my girlfriend.
Okay, go ahead.
I was actually in a relationship with a girlfriend, and this girl came along. I had traveled for a while a few years back and ended up meeting this girl. I unfortunately ended up traveling with her. But she was absolutely 100% convinced that God had told her in a dream, I might add, that we were undoubtedly supposed to be together forever, regardless of the fact that I was already in a relationship.
How are you going to argue with God?
Well, here was my argument. And by the way, this went on for like a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Wow.
She was absolutely convinced that we were supposed to be together. And I'm going...
No.
I'm pretty sure if he told you, he would have told me.
Right. Yeah. He would have put you on a group text.
Did she finally find a new guy?
As far as I know, she's still single. And actually, up to about a year and a half ago, her sister was still messaging me every now and again.
Because her sister had the same dream?
No, her sister was actually talking to me for her sister.
Oh, okay. That's
creepy. Thanks for sharing, Caleb. I'm glad you did not end up with that one.
See, we don't know.
Even though God told her.
We don't even know what to do with the cray.
Man, and it's hard when they're hot, too.
Yeah, because the hotter you are, the more cray we put up with.
Well, the crazier normally are better at hiding it for a while.
But we don't see it because we're
blinded by the hot.
Yeah, we don't see it.
Caroline's in studio with us right now. Caroline Craddock.
I just got called out so hard.
Well, you know what? We're in the safe nest. You can share your story.
The trust tree.
I don't feel very safe right now.
Only Kid Nation's going to listen.
Yeah.
You know, we're all friends.
Tell us.
Are you
tell
crazy
us
girl?
What you did.
So, same guy that we were talking about yesterday that I threw the laptop at his head.
Oh, you're a repeat offender with this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I threw the laptop at his head because I'd gotten all these Facebook messages from the girl he was cheating on me with that he met on Tinder, like proving that he was cheating on her. So, after I threw the laptop at his head, I like ran out of the house barefoot. It was like 6 in the morning on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And
good.
He lived like 15 minutes from my house driving, and I started walking home. Barefoot, because I didn't grab my shoes, so my mom had to come pick me up. But, you know, a couple weeks later, I decided that I really did need to be with him.
Uh-huh.
You did.
I did. I needed to be with him.
Of course you did.
I had my best friend call him, and she conferenced me in and was basically, like, asking him to get back together with
me.
And
it worked?
No. I thought I had muted the phone, but I hadn't, and I was bawling, and he heard.
Oh,
it was like, Caroline?
So it didn't work out for you?
No.
Oh, those three-way calls were someone.
I forgot about that. That was really high school.
My best friend that was a girl in high school made me do that. She said she liked this guy named Andy. And she goes, hey, can you call him and ask him about me? And I was like, Shiloh, that is not a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, just because as being a guy, he's going to guy talk with me. And he might say things that you don't like.
And he might even say things that he doesn't even really... Honestly, when guys are talking, do they really mean it? Sometimes they're just trying to, like, I'm tough, you know.
And, sure enough, she was listening, and I said, hey, what do you think of Shiloh? And he goes, She's about a three, and that's when I heard her just start bawling. And I was like, I tried to tell you.
And you deceived your homeboy to an extent.
Yeah, and then I broke guy code for my best friend. Yeah. So I ended up just
losing two.
I was a double loser on that one. Yeah. Take one more call here from Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hi, JC.
Elena, our phone screener, says you have to take this call.
She sounds guilty.
You sound like you did something awful.
Turn the music down.
What happened?
I want to hear this.
Back when I was pregnant, it was really late at night, probably about 2-3 in the morning, and I went outside and I noticed that my car was gone, but my boyfriend's car was still there, and he was gone too. So me being crazy pregnant, I assumed, oh, he's out being a dirty dog person, so I thought the best thing to do was to key my name into his car, throw all of his clothes in the car, and attempt to set the clothes on fire in the car. And that's when he pulled up when I was about to set it on fire with flowers and ice cream. And he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, you love me. I love you. And then a month later, he proposed to me, and now we're married.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on 1 second.
Well, that just showed how much she loved him, JC. Oh.
She keyed Anna on his car.
Well, she hadn't set it on fire yet.
After she keyed Anna and he pulled up, she goes, oh, let me finish. Loves you.
Wow.
The fact that he stayed with her and I can't get a guy to like call me back for a second date after she keyed his car is mind-boggling.
Maybe well, don't throw laptops. Key the car.
Maybe okay. We're not crazy enough.
Maybe.
That's the lesson.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No. Well, congratulations, Anna. You landed yourself a guy.
Yeah,
that's a keeper,
and he knows you're crazy. So there's
he already knows she must be super duper hot.
You try to set it on fire, Anna, you would have gone to jail.
Super duper.
I mean, I probably wouldn't have gone to jail because I was pregnant, and you know the whole sympathy thing, pregnancy.
Wow.
You know,
well, they'll still arrest you if you're pregnant. Oh, Anna, thank you for sharing.
Lord,
wow. Thank you for calling.
All right.
These are those moments where I'm like, I'm not that crazy.
See, Jenna, yeah, I feel so much better
now. Not that crazy. All right. Looks like
but she still got a proposal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't even know.
That's the thing. Crazy girls get all the guys.
I don't even know, Kelly. I don't even know how.
Bad boys get the girls.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You may want to have your phone handy. Part-time Pikachu may be making an appearance here in the next couple minutes.
Okay.
We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Happy Thursday, Kid Nation. One more day and it's Friday, and then it's the weekend, baby, as Al would say.
Yeah, this is Friday Eve.
Todrick Hall is going to join us in studio. Toddy Rockstar. Seen him on YouTube. He's an American Idol. I think Scooter Braun, Justin Bieber's manager, signed him.
Talented dude.
Very talented dude. He's got his own show on MTV. He'll join us in about 45 minutes. I got a frog in my throat. Toddy Rockstar, 45 minutes away in studio with us.
Got it.
And we got a throwback Thursday for you coming up, but somebody paid us a visit in studio.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Hello. Hi, what's up? Hey, all you Pokemon Go players.
Hey.
It is time for Part-Time Pikachu to let you know that you should call us to get those 15,000 Pokecoins and your Pokemon. Right?
Pokemon.
Pokemon money. There you go. Part-time Pikachu is here. And you know what? I always, when I was little, I loved playing Pokemon. I always wanted to be Staryu or Starmie. That was like this little starfish with a beautiful jewel in the middle. And it shot like a stream of water at you. And it would defeat them all.
Yeah. Too bad they don't have that costume at the.
I know. Yeah. I would be a star, Kelly. Oh, it was so pretty.
We'll look
and
for
then,
it.
And then whenever I was little, I'd be in the pool with all my friends. And then I was always a water Pokemon. And they had to be like plant Pokemons and get out of the pool while I splashed them.
800 Kid Lives, our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-Geek.
What caller number would you like, part-time Pikachu?
Part-time Pikachu is going for number 13.
Got it.
13.
Number.
13.
Kelly's favorite number.
It is my favorite.
You enjoying your costume? You've been wearing
yes,
it outside
I
the
am.
Studio?
And I found out that I got bell-bottom cuffs that you add to the calf right here.
Put your leg down, dude.
Yeah, your underwear shirt,
oh,
dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean, you to, I didn't mean you to take a wink,
no,
Big Al.
Not me neither.
Under my Pikachu costume.
Well, you showed
pop your leg up like that.
I didn't mean to. Yeah. Pikachu just does whatever he wants to sometimes.
Pikachu don't cur.
Pikachu gonna go be bouncing off those walls.
By the way, people around the office are complaining part-time Pikachu.
Complaining?
Yeah. Oh, they are. Okay, so I think it's because there's glitter on this skirt.
Yeah.
And I've been going around to people and then rubbing the glitter all over them, too.
No,
wives are complaining that, why are you coming home with glitter all over you?
Never rub glitter on a man.
Yeah.
Why is the glitter coming back? Oh, Pikachu. Well, you know what? Pikachu over there just rubbing little tail against everyone.
Never rub glitter on a man.
Little tail gets everyone.
Justin's covered in glitter, right?
But I'm going to get you, JC, here in a bit.
No, I am not a big fan
of
glitter.
I don't know if Pikachu can stop this. I don't think you can stop this Pikachu.
I will throw a Pokeball at you so hard if you try to get glitter on me.
Okay, you need to stop throwing those Pokeballs at me because that was not funny.
I'm trying to catch him.
Is there such a thing as a glitter remover?
Showering a million times.
Yeah, it's like sand when you come back from Mexico. You find sand for like 2 weeks. If there's a glitter remover, a guy could get rich.
Yeah, what could remove glitter?
Tape.
No, it's got to be quick.
It's hard to get glitter off.
Especially when you get it in your hair.
A shower, a nice hot shower.
No, it's gonna take more than that.
All right.
Just wondering.
So we have a cool update on a story that was from a few days ago.
Okay.
This guy by the name of Fred Barley, he was camping out at Gordon State College.
Okay.
So there's a tent set up outside the dorms, and so two police officers are called to the scene. Mm-hmm. This is the background on the story, and they find out that there's a young man in the tent. And so they're thinking this guy's a trespasser. Normally they will kick you out. Sometimes they go as far as arresting these people for trespassing and camping on a college, on college grounds. Instead of doing that, or instead of kicking them out, they asked him, "What's up?" So it turns out that Fred had packed up his bag and a tent and took his little brother's bike, which is way too small for him, rode it 50 miles to get to school.
Wow.
He got there before the dorms opened, so he was basically homeless, had no money, had nowhere to stay, so he decided, I'll just camp out at the college because it's safe, and I'll just wait till the dorms and school starts. So the police officers instead went above and beyond and got him a motel room for 2 nights.
Oh, good.
And then word started spreading about Fred, because that's determination for a young kid to go ride 50 miles on his little brother's bike.
That's a kid on a mission right there.
And he wants to go to medical school. He told him the whole thing. Like, he just wants to get out of the life that he grew up with.
That's good.
And so people around the area started hearing about Fred, and so a lady covered the rest of his stay at the hotel.
Oh, wow.
And then ended up getting him a job at a local pizzeria.
Fantastic.
Wow. As a washer and stuff, and then set up a GoFundMe account for him, thinking, okay, I'll raise some money to help him out for school. Well, that has now gone up to $184,000.
Wow.
Well, for medical school, he's going to need it, isn't he?
He's definitely going to need it.
Every dime of that.
Yeah, and he said he's definitely not going to use it for personal use. He's going to use it for schooling, and the school actually said, you know what, we're going to open up the dorms a little bit early for Fred. So look at that.
He's going to college.
$185,000. That's awesome.
Wow. Well, how many people would give up? Like, I got to ride 50 miles on my brother's bike to go to school. Nah. I'll just drop out of school.
Wow, that's a great story.
And the community came together, and that's the $184,266 so far.
That's a great story, man.
For Fred.
Hey, people say you can do anything you want if you just set your mind to it.
Yeah.
You can.
Fred doesn't even have to eat ramen.
No.
Yeah, right?
But he might still eat ramen because medical school is expensive. So he might still. But in a world full of bad news, you can still find good stories like that where everybody comes together and helps out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Part-time Pikachu just asked you to call. We're looking for call number 13. Yeah! That's you, Ryan Hobley.
What?
What's going on, Ryan?
Slightly freaking out right now.
Huh?
Are these the Pikamon Pika? What do you call them? JC?
Pokecoins.
Are these for you or for your kid or what?
Could you repeat that? I'm slightly freaking out.
You're freaking out? Don't freak out, buddy. Basically, you could tell it's for him.
Yeah, I think he's a little overwhelmed. Yeah. Yes.
Ryan.
I play with my whole family. It's me and my wife and my kids. But yeah, I think I might be the biggest fan out of it.
My gosh.
Well, you just scored yourself 15,000 Pokecoins. You do whatever you need to do, buy whatever you need to buy.
What do you do for a living, man?
I'm a biomed engineer at a hospital, so I basically make sure everything in the hospital works.
Oh. Is there a Pokestop and a Poke Gym nearby?
There is one within walking distance. I wish there was one in front of my desk, like I've seen some people have, but I don't have that luck.
Nice. Just get lucky, right?
Yeah.
Doggone it.
And what level and team are you?
I am 19, about to be 20, and I'm Team Valor.
Very deep.
Team Valor.
Woo.
Team Rudd up in the house.
How many hours per day poking?
I'd say about an hour and a half, like what I can fit in, basically.
Okay. All right.
All right,
2 minutes for me.
Congratulations. You can make it rain with the pokey coins.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
All right,
buddy. Bye. You have fun out there. Go Team Valor. Man, people are like super mad at Team Valor.
Well, you are part of Team Valor.
Man, get some hate.
What are they mad
at? Yeah.
Because you're bullies.
Somebody wrote me and said, we're the Nickelback of Pokemon.
Oh.
They said, yeah, that's so mean. All right, well, we're going to do a little throwback Thursday for you.
All right.
A Kid Craddock bit. When he went to the ballpark and Biff Barnes got to actually real Biff Barnings.
Love Biff Barnes.
When he was up in Oregon. We'll hear that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a nice throwback Thursday for you today, Kid Nation. So 4 years ago this week, Kid was in Bend, Oregon. He was hanging out to meet some members of Kid Nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
This included attending a minor league baseball game for the Bend Elks. And the night started with him in the stands, and then it ends with him in the broadcast booth.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
We get to this ballpark. It's the perfect minor league baseball stadium. Over center field, you can watch the sunset. Huge evergreens behind you, mountains.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like...
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Nirvana. It's absolutely a beautiful place. And I'm having the best time ever. Just the best time. Meeting everybody. People are so excited to meet you.
Yeah.
Meet me. And I'm the shyest on the show when it comes to meeting listeners and stuff. I get so self-conscious about it. Like, they're not going to like me, or they're going to say something mean.
They're not going to like me.
They're going to be mad at me for something I've said. Or, you know?
That's a possibility. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But none of that. Just people excited and just had a great time. So then they say, hey, kid, why don't you go up to the booth and do the PA announcing? So they bring me up to the booth. I'm like, is it okay to say stuff? They're like, oh, sure, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I get up to the booth and...
they do one of those, just be funny.
Yeah.
And one of those things.
They told me to be funny.
Oh, that's the pressure
and
right
Chickering's
there.
Up there and he's pre-selling me. Oh, kid's so funny. Oh, so when do you hear a kid do that?
Are you doing their internet broadcast or are you doing the PA where you announce
it's
the battle?
Side by side, okay? So I'm doing the PA first and then I'm going to move over and do some play-by-play on the radio side.
Okay.
Whoa.
So you're starting with the now batting.
I'm starting with the PA, like now batting and, you know... Mm-hmm. And apparently there's a rule you're not supposed to talk like when the pitcher's pitching. I'm not supposed to say like,
oh, no.
I'm not supposed to be like, miss it!
You right.
Know, like
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know how this works. So, oh, man, I don't realize. I go up during the seventh inning and they have the seventh inning stretch and they sing, take me out to the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would mean that the home team's coming to bat. That's lost on me. And the whole game, I think that our team is wearing
the other team.
I'm thinking our team's the other team.
The whole game?
So you're cheering for the
so
wrong
you're that
team.
Guy?
I wasn't really watching that close.
Got it.
I was meeting a lot of people. I wasn't really paying attention.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So I thought that the Bellingham Bells were up to bat, when in fact it was our team.
The Elks.
The Elks, who were already down 5-0.
Oh, no.
At that point.
And you're trying to be Homer guy, right?
Like really? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say nasty things about the guys coming to bat because they're on the wrong team.
Oh, man.
I've met the owner, Jim.
Nice guy.
Amazing.
Of course.
Great people.
Oh,
and now I'm in the booth and he's behind me.
Oh, no.
Don't forget, tomorrow night we're constructing a live nuclear bomb behind second base. There's a little really sissy hint down there. Next up.
All right.
Oh, okay. So
that was our player.
You just said that about your own player?
That was our player for the Elks. And he hit a little dribbler down the first base line that went foul. And I'm like, oh, what a sissy.
You can't. These are professional baseball players.
They're
going to play in a major league roster one day.
But you know what? You come into our house.
You bring the heat.
Coming to our house, you're gonna take some guff.
That's right.
But unfortunately, I'm giving the guff to the home team.
Yeah, it's their house.
Yeah. And I'll tell you about Forrest in a minute. Forrest is a guy that is in love with Kelly. Single dad, I think. Either that or he's just in love with Kelly and he's married. I don't know. But he has two kids. I met one of his kids. I'll tell you about that in a second.
Number 15, Bo Walter. Walter, kind of an interesting story in his own right.
Okay, so I think this guy's on the Elks. I mean, not on the Elks. I think he's on the visiting team.
Right.
Used to have his own site on the Etsy website. Used to sell beautiful little precious moments. There's a lineup of the pitch and a deep fly ball.
Why is anyone stopping you?
Parked under it is. Makes the catch.
So I meet this girl, and she's like, you have to give my dad a shout out. He's a huge fan. His name is Forrest. And he's up there by the booth. He's close to the booth. So when you go up there, say hi. You can't miss him. He only has four fingers on his right hand.
All right.
He doesn't have a pinky.
Oh, no.
I want to take a minute to say hello to one of our special fans, Forrest. I've been told to look for Forrest. He has no pinky on his right hand. So if you see Forrest, be sure to give him a high four.
High four?
You did not. Oh, my gosh. I guess you... No, you did not.
Hold on. They laugh. Listen.
Right hand. So if you see Forrest, be sure to give him a high four.
Nice laugh.
The crowd now really getting into the We Will Rock You. We invite everybody to stop and cheer. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a pinch hitter in the game. Zane Yancic now batting for the Bells.
Elks are up. For
and the Elks.
That's where I heard the Elks are up. Did you hear the guy go, yeah, the Elks are up.
And that's when you said,
that's
oh,
when you finally
crap.
Realized.
Yeah.
Nobody said a word to you until then.
No.
That's good.
So there's two men on base for, now I know, the Elks.
So now you're good.
Yeah. So I have to make a prediction.
Two down here in the bottom of the seven. A swing and a foul back to the screen. What am I? Only a matter of time before this one goes out. Pretty sure a three-run homer's coming.
All right. This is my Disney moment. What did I just say?
Three-run homer.
Pretty sure.
A three-run homer
is coming. The next pitch.
Were the bases loaded?
Home run.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And he hit the three-run homer.
And there he is, as predicted.
Wow.
Give it up for the Elks and a three-run home run.
I'm watching the ball sail over the fence into the hands of a kid's kid.
That's great.
Oh my.
I swear.
It was a little Disney miracle.
100%, I swear.
Wow.
The ball goes over the fence, a kid's kid has a glove on and catches it.
Oh, awesome. Oh, man.
So that was pretty special.
Yeah, that was awesome right there.
Later, they asked me to go into the radio booth.
Had you been drinking at all?
No. I wish I had that excuse. They did bring me a blonde bombshell, but enough about the drinking. They brought me a beer. They're microbreweries all over Bend, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
They brought me a blonde bombshell. I took a sip of it. I'm such a wuss when it comes to beer. I only like American beers because they taste like water.
I've had that.
It's American.
That's
blonde,
a good beer.
I mean, blonde
yeah.
is
I told them to
beer.
Give me something really pale. But it wasn't pale enough. Yeah. So I had nothing to drink, really.
Yeah.
And then I go in the radio booth, and again, not the highest quality of technology on the play-by-play side.
Got number 23 up there. That's Jared Luce, right fielder up there. Got a runner out on first for Bellingham.
So that's the play-by-play guy, and I'm working with him.
You told him about the big international tournament coming up, right?
Which one's that?
Elks are taking on the Argentina Turners next week.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
big game.
Argentina.
They get past Argentina. They'll take on the Chile Con Carnes. And then, of course, the South American champions, the Ecuador the Explorers.
I'm usually the color guy up here.
You're the funny one, then.
Sure.
All right, I'll be the straight man, then.
So that's awkward.
Yeah. Yeah.
You walked all over his
chest. You had a bit, and he wasn't
going with it.
He wasn't going for it.
Actually, he was funnier than me. I should have just let him talk. So here's the end of that.
All right, here comes, who's batting now?
Number one, the second baseman, Joey Farrington. He is the shortest man out on the field.
He's a compact little ball of fire, I've heard.
That one
but enough about his social life. Oh, there's a shot to second and quick throw to first. And finally, the Elks are out of the inning. Let me ask you this. I'm not as well versed on the professional baseball. Is there a point where everybody gets a snow cone?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And if you want to see, come pray with me. Because somewhere over the rainbow.
Listen to that voice.
There's a man who's powerful.
He's a singer, actor, dancer, director, choreographer, YouTuber, you name it, he does it.
Wow. How you put all that on a business card?
I'm about to say fashion icon as well, because every time Todrick Hall comes to studio, he's always wearing like the cool clothes.
How long before you own that dumb hat?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, how are y'all doing?
I was like, how dare you? The hat literally says dumb.
Well, it says dumb.
Well, she's called my hat's dumb for years.
Well, for different reasons.
I have a similar one, Todrick, that says dope that Jenna bought me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that
I
is
love
so
it.
2014.
I know it is.
Jenna, why are your eyelashes just always on fleek every time I come here?
Because I get amazing lash extensions.
Oh my gosh, yeah. They look so amazing.
So, Todrick, when you were walking by in the front, Kelly and Jenna saw that you had the camera crew.
Yeah.
And so they had to go get them their faces.
Well, no, I don't have makeup. I didn't wear makeup to work today. So thank you to
and
the last
speaking of,
they had to go. Let me remember. They had to go get beat to the gods.
Well, yes, you
I'm
remember.
Only I'm only half beat because I pulled all my extensions out last night. I have nothing.
Bad girl.
And then I forgot to pack mascara.
You got to stay ready so you don't have to get
I know. Yeah. I'm not a good girl.
Oh my gosh, Todrick, I love that I just saw you on the airplane.
I see you
all the
time.
Yeah, that, the whole song that plays when I flew to California. And I'm
are
like,
you doing pre-flight?
Well, did I make
everywhere.
You feel safe? Were you safe? Did you know what to do?
What I love is because everyone knows that I don't like to fly and I normally medicate. But your song, even if I'm not paying attention to the directions, your song puts me in such a good mood.
Well,
you know,
thank you.
Right
I'm
before
glad.
Takeoff.
I wanted to ask you, with that video, is it a video that they're going to have forever? Or are they telling you, like, you got to rewrite one and re-choreograph something?
Well, every now and then they call me frantically and they're like, oh my gosh, something changed. Or now we're flying to Hawaii. We need you to write a new verse. And it's always so last minute. And I go in the middle of the night and change the song or write new. Because the FAA regulations are always changing.
Give me like a verse. Give me a verse.
Exactly. What was the hardest instruction, you know, to write for that song?
I don't know. It's just like there's a lot of not cool words that don't rhyme with anything when you're talking about planes and FAA regulations. So it was just like really difficult. And they gave me like 2 hours to write the song when I originally wrote it. And so I was shocked that we even came up with something that even sounded halfway cool. But now so many like huge celebrities have reached out saying, this song is so bomb. I love flying on this airline.
Don't say bomb on a plane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
Virgin America's on the phone right now.
True. I'm trying to think what rhymes with flotation device.
Yeah.
Rotation.
Well, he makes it work.
Ice. Yeah.
Rotation and ice. Yeah.
He makes it happen. So what are we taping for? What's the camera following us around for?
I just got a new documentary with Awesomeness TV. And Catherine is filming it, and she is editing it and directing it and everything.
Really?
And she's just amazing, amazing, amazing. Like the stuff that she's done. I haven't personally seen the documentary that she did, but I'm going to watch it very soon. And everybody has told me that it's like so amazing. So I have to make sure I'm not tired when I watch it. What is it called, Catherine, one more time? Call Me Coochoo.
Huh? Okay. Call Me Coochoo.
You got to watch it because everybody in our whole bus was crying when they listened to it.
Really?
And she has been like such a lifesaver. Like she came to film a documentary and since then she's been costuming people, driving us around. She filmed my audition last night for this thing I'm auditioning for. And
nice.
She's just literally saving my life.
Wow.
So it's been just...
What are you auditioning for? A movie or something?
I can't tell you because I'm always so embarrassed when I tell people I want to be on Glee. Audition was the worst thing I could have ever done because now forever people will be asking me if I'm going to be on Glee and Glee's not even on TV.
Maybe you can get on Scream Queens.
Maybe so.
Ryan Murphy's got that show
I'm definitely
going.
A screaming queen, so hopefully.
So while you're
that's
in town,
the documentary.
While you're in town, you're going back to your high school, seeing your old buddies.
Well, my high school is closed right now, unless you're
summer.
In summer school. And
I had to do summer school when I was in school. So.
You were that kid that didn't quite get it done during the year.
Yeah.
So I just want to go to the North Park Mall and get some Great American Cookies. I want to get Waffle House. I want to get Whataburger, Sonic. Basically be healthy is what I'm saying.
Yeah. We're hearing it. And you got straight out of Oz.
Yeah.
Did you write this by yourself or you have somebody that helps you out?
I wrote it by myself, yeah.
Yeah, so
tell
us about the
tour. Well, I had people help me with the music. They produced the music, but I wrote all the songs myself. There's 26 songs, and I was in Hawaii on my anniversary with my boyfriend who's sitting over there looking gorgeous in the corner. And
sup, dude?
It is gorgeous.
And I just was like, I really want to write something. I was going through so much last year, and the industry can sometimes get to you, and there were so many negative things happening and in the world, and I was like, I could be depressed about this, or I could take that moment and turn it into like great music. And so I sat down for a month and I wrote so many songs, and then when Lemonade came out and changed my life, I was like, I want to be like Beyonce, which yeah. who doesn't? And so I decided to make a visual album, and it turned out to be one of my most successful projects on YouTube.
Now, did you really, really write it, or write it in a Melania Trump kind of way?
Yeah, like, are we going to find out somebody else had this going on a couple years
exactly.
ago?
You're so dumb for that. I love it.
Yeah, wear that hat.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give you this hat for that comment after this.
Thank you.
But it's risky because you're going out on a limb to basically rewrite The Wizard of Oz in the way you like it.
Yeah, and it's also the story of my life. So I talked about a lot of like very serious things that have happened. And when I started YouTube, everything was like all like cupcakes and donuts and Rice Krispie treats and stuff. I was like the male like Katy Perry mixed with Pee Wee Herman or Willy Wonka or something. I don't know what I was doing. But for me to be so vulnerable on this and talk about actual like things that have changed my life and things that are not necessarily glittery and like really yeah. fun or make people want to get up and dance was like a huge challenge for me. And I was very nervous to be so vulnerable, but it ended up being something that people have identified with and connected with so much more than the videos that I did before.
Because how was your childhood? Were you fine in school, or did you?
I was fine in school, but growing up in Texas in the Bible Belt, my mom is like, be at church every single Sunday yeah. morning and you're going to sing no matter what. For me to come out and be like, I might not be living the lifestyle that you wanted for me to live, or for me to be an African-American kid doing ballet when all my other cousins, there's 11 grandsons, were all doing sports and playing football and basketball. And I was just always different and odd, and I didn't really know how to deal with that. And my dad wasn't there, you know, in my life. And so it's a story that a lot of people share. It's not something that was like crazy. It was definitely a manageable situation, but it wasn't easy growing up and being different. Yeah. And I'm so grateful to have a mom that was willing to put me in ballet and support me, even though I wasn't, you know, living in the box that most of the people sure, in the community wanted me to live in.
Did dad ever come back in life when he saw that you were, yeah. you know, when you got back on TV or your YouTube channel blew up, did he come back in?
Yeah, he did. And honestly, it's like been a really cool situation. He wasn't there and didn't support me for so many years. Like if I had seen him somewhere, I wouldn't have even known he was my dad. But he bought a ticket to my show. And I was like, if he wants to make things right, he will take the initiative. He bought a ticket and came to my show 2 years ago. And I had no idea that he was there and just showed up and was one of the first people to buy a ticket to the show. And it was a really cool moment. And the audience got to see me like reunite with my dad for the first time in like a decade.
Yeah, is that what it was? It was like a meet and greet almost? Like, hi, I'm your dad?
He bought the meet and greet, the VIP pack?
Well, my mom, he did. He bought a meet and greet because there was no way he was just going to show up and I was going to meet him. But my mom was like, I don't want Todrick to be freaking out if he sees him in the audience.
Yeah.
And Scooter, who was then my manager, was like in the audience. And was like crying and stuff. The whole audience was crying. My mom brought him backstage and was like, it's your dad. And I was like shocked. Didn't even have words to say. It was a very
And now you
crazy
have a good
moment.
Relationship 2 years later?
He flew to Houston last night and watched the show, and I got to meet my sisters and brothers that I had never met in my entire
Isn't that
life.
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah, it was really cool. It was really fun.
And a lot of people ask, because I have a similar situation to you, like people don't understand why you're able to let go of the hurt in the past. Why do you think you're so able to be so open to have a relationship with them?
Because I just think that life is too short. I've like lost a lot of friends in like tragic accidents and stuff, and it really makes you realize how fragile and beautiful life is, and that you should forgive people anytime they come up and offer a sincere and genuine apology. Yeah. And I just think that my dad didn't know. There are so many people, like, it's kind of like ingrained in some cultures that it's okay to not be there for your child and not support them if they're not doing something that you don't like. And my dad did not like that I was doing ballet and doing things that weren't masculine and trying to be on Broadway. We didn't understand what Broadway was. It was not something we were exposed to at a very young age. When I got cast in The Color Purple on Broadway, my mom was like, well, good thing you're getting this Broadway thing out of your system, kid. Like, yeah. So, you know, but now my mom like really understands it. When she came and saw that Oprah Winfrey produced it, because I met Oprah, my mom was like, well, this must be a big deal. But yeah.
That Oprah thing out your system, boy. Yeah. This ain't going to work. What is she doing?
But yeah, it's just been cool to see my family like embrace like not just my like the lifestyle and, you know, my relationship, but also just like now they love musical theater and now they like watch everything that comes out that's Disney and like all the things that I love. My family has started to completely like embrace
cool.
it. So
yeah, very cool. Great.
Awesome.
Took time, but you got there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's pretty surreal because you have all these celebrities that you're friends with. Do you talk to celebrities all like do you call them all the time? Like everybody always says, like Todrick Hall is good buddies with like Taylor Swift. Do you call her all the time?
I don't really call her that much, but we text all the time. We texted yesterday in the middle of the night and stuff. And she's just such an awesome, awesome person. I cannot explain. And at the beginning, I was like, oh, my gosh, it's Taylor Swift. And now I feel like she's like my sister or something. When people talk badly about her, I forget that she's such a huge celebrity. And, you know, it would be like if someone talked about your best friend. You get hot on the inside and you get upset. And I have to, like, calm myself down because...
Have you had the inclination to, like... tweet out at Kim Kardashian and Kanye because you're mad with all the drama?
I wouldn't do something like that. I'm not too crazy with it. I like, man, I take my phone away and put it away and then I breathe for a second and then I remember because I don't want to do it or say anything that would represent her in a bad light.
But I think sometimes she wishes some of her defenders would just please sit down. You know, like that guy that was comparing the O.J. Simpson murderer and all that stuff. It's like, whoa,
that's
slow down just
that's
a little
heavy.
Bit.
And what do you guys talk about, though? Because you guys don't talk about business, right? Is it just like regular
guy, just fishing?
No, not like, do you guys talk just regular stuff? Like, oh, how's the cats and all that?
Yeah.
How's the cat?
Yeah, she's just really, like, we just talk about normal things, and it's not until her name pops up on my phone and someone freaks out. In fact, I should change her name to something. I maybe
should
just change it to cat in my phone. But when she's talking about things, she's just, I can't express to you how awesome of a person she is. Like, one day we were just hanging out and I was like, I just really want some pancakes. And before I knew it, she was like making pancakes. And every time we're out somewhere, she's like, can I get you some water? Like, any of my friends that meet her.
She's so sweet in person. Yeah. So we have to ask you, is it real with Tom Hiddleston? We have to ask.
Well, I don't know, baby. I don't want to get in trouble for that. Because
I have to ask.
I have no idea. I haven't been down under to know.
I know.
I would love to go to Australia and find out what's going on with that. But he seems like a really sweet guy, and I think she's a very good judge of character. So I don't think that she would date anyone that wasn't worthy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very, very good
Interesting.
Answer.
Thank you.
Heard it from Todrick Hall.
According to Todrick Hall.
You're going to be all over the place
now, Todrick. Sources say.
Which is great.
Todrick Hall.
And you had your MTV show, Todrick.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
I did. It was very difficult to be in a situation where you wake up and there's cameras at 7:30 and all the crew was like walking through the house like so crazy. And I had a tiny dog and we had to end up like attaching a helium balloon to the dog so people could see it because it was so small. And the crew would be like stomping around the house and like it was just crazy. It was insane to live like that for half a year for them to be in your house. And everyone thought I was like, you know, shooting adult films or something in my house. My friends would come over and be like, what are all these cameras? You're so... I can't.
I
can you please just take this hat?
I know, right? But it didn't
I'm putting you on probation over there. You're in timeout for the next 2 minutes.
That's just Big Al Mac. He's just random and weird.
It's random, man.
But the reality show didn't affect your personal relationship like it does with most, right?
No, I mean, it was really fun, but... I'm really excited about this Awesomeness documentary because there's a lot of parts about being on MTV and doing a reality show that were far from real. And so I'm really, really excited about her being here because she just is like our friend and is like always capturing real life and moments when I'm walking around naked and stuff. She's filming it. And so
he's an adult.
Really?
People are for the first time going to get to see the real me. Not naked.
You're going to pixelate it.
Yeah, right? We're going to pixelate it for sure.
A big blur.
Yeah.
A huge blur.
Yeah, the editorial.
Make that blur a little bigger, please.
Medium blur.
Why not hook yourself
like
up, Todrick?
Yeah. Exactly. You got to give the people what they want.
Of course.
If they're paying to see the documentary, you got to give it to them. The whole thing. The whole shebang.
So you just walk around naked even when girls around.
Exactly. And I would love for you to walk around naked in the documentary. Yeah. I think everybody that's listening, that's really what they want to see.
Sure. You pay me enough, Todrick. I might.
First. No, you talk JC into anything.
He said, sure.
My pants are off. What are you talking about?
Anyway, he actually had to put his shirt on.
He's like, be on TV.
I know. Every time I come here, I'm so sorry. There's just sexual harassment in the workplace.
If you help style me, Todrick, I'll do whatever.
Okay.
Well, not whatever.
It's a done deal. You heard it here first.
No, not whatever.
He's so easy.
No, I just want to be stylish like Todrick.
I love it.
It's so good catching up with you. If we want to catch Straight Out of Oz, where can we go? To get some
you
tickets.
You can go to ToddrickHall.com. Make sure you get the tickets there. But you can also go online. The whole visual album is online. And also the album, just if you want to hear the music, is on iTunes.
Perfect.
Great.
I wish we had like a whole day with you.
Oh my gosh.
You're so fun to hang out with, dude.
Well, come on to the Verizon Center tonight. Y'all can dance in the audience. It's a really, really cool show. And it's really powerful.
All right. Todrick Hall. Watch his YouTube channel. Go check out Straight Outta Oz. Pleasure seeing you, my man.
ToddrickHall.com.
ToddrickHall.com. We'll be back.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.